Performance USA. The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. This is Command Performance, knocking twice and asking for Johnny Doughboy, so come on out of those jungles in Panama, the forests of Alaska, the white wastes of Newfoundland, and all the outposts to join your buddies and all your friends in the United Nations. And listen to the stars on the entertainment front answer the mail from you guys on the fighting fronts. Your Big Show, presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department, starts rolling out of Hollywood with a swell gal who's back home from a visit with Uncle Sam's finest up there in Newfoundland, and pops into Command Performance tonight by worldwide acclaim of the AEF. Your mistress of ceremonies, Joan Blondell.
Thanks, Dave Vail. And hiya, fellas. This is Joan, just back from Newfoundland, Blondell. In case you didn't know it, Newfoundland is the gin rummy hotspot of the AEF. I should know. They took me for $2.60. How about that, Therese? Anyway, I met $1 billion worth of swell fellas. And one day I'm going back there again with my own deck of cards. When I left Newfoundland, the boy said, Joan, when you hit Hollywood, drop into Command Performance and shortwave us a big kiss. So to all you guys that are Gentia, Pepperell, Harmon, and Gander, here's a big one for you. Why didn't I think of that while I was there? Fellas, things are really humming around Command Performance tonight. More stars than the Big Dipper. So we're dipping right in there for a cute little number by a cute little number. For you fighting men from Texas, I've got a touch of Texas in my heart, sung by Connie Haynes.
Got a touch of Texas in my toe. Got too much of Texas in my toe. Oh, this place will be my ruin. Kayayippin' and wahooin'. Take me back to New York. Got a touch of Texas in my hair. Got too much of Texas in my hair. Yes, the sand from Amarillo keeps a scratching on my pillow. Take me back to Times Square. For I've seen every part of, every part of what I'm deep in the heart of. Got a touch of Texas in my toe. Got too much of Texas in my wall. Rode a Bronco down in Dallas, so be careful of my callus and take me back to New York. Got a touch of Texas on my brain. In these jumping habits, put me back on that train. For I've seen every part of just what I'm deep in the heart of. Got a touch of Texas in my tongue. Got too much of Texas in my wall. Oh, the sage may be a blooming, but for miles there's nothing human. Take me back to New York.
Connie, you really smoothed that one out, and thanks a lot. On Command Performance, we never neglect culture, a good old culture. The Back Bay city of Boston has long been a symbol of culture, and according to a Boston soldier now in the Pacific, Private Bean Blossom, that's Boston Bean Blossom, there's a band and a tune that have really set culture to music. So, fellas, relax, and let's think of the finer things. Well, here's an arty little number called A Back Bay Boogie by the great band of Benny Carter. A very nice little rug, Brother Carter, and thanks to you and your boys. And now, here's a letter from Private HB at APO number 5. Greetings to Command Performance, our own program. By command of our buddies in the AEF, you give out with plenty of swing and jive, and brother, it's great stuff. But we'd give anything for a song by the Sons of the Pioneers, so don't let us down. Okay, Private B at APO number 5, and Frank Jorshing at Trinidad, for the mob at APO 849, to the jungle mudders around 827, and for Sarge Pemberton at 862 and his girlfriend in Colorado. Here they are, those aristocrats of the range, Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers.
But I know where no man will go, where the shadows have all a room. I was riding free on the old SP, I'm in the southern tune. When a man came along, made me hush my song, kicked me off away out there.
Ooh,
closed my eyes to the starlit skies, lost myself in dreams. I dreamed the desert sand was a milk and honey land, and I woke up with the stars. There's a train coming back on that one-way track, gonna take me way from here. I caught her on the fly. I climbed in an open door. Then I turned around to that desert town. Saw the spot I will see no more. As I was riding away, I heard the pale moon say, farewell, pal, it sure gets lonesome here.
Easy listening, gentlemen, and our gratitude to you, sons of the pioneers. Stick around, we'll open up another tune in a jiffy. A shortwave call now to Barracks T-487 in Alaska, and into St. Louis' Lagerman Brothers, serving Uncle Sam. Regards to a naval officer named Fenner, with love from the Mrs. in Worcester, Mass. Hello to Littleton, South Africa, and to Eileen Elliott in Port Elizabeth. Ever find those guys, Eileen? From New Guinea, Jack Sullivan writes about pouring 90 gallons of high octane into what he thought was the CO's plane. When the plane flapped its wings, Sullivan discovered it was just a New Guinea mosquito. Sorry, Sully. Up in Newfoundland, they use New Guinea mosquitoes for glider planes. The Newfie brand's big enough for tow planes. But seriously, it's love from home to Private C.K. Miller and the Doughboys in India, and to a Yank over there where the heather grows. And for Jack, and for Jerry Brandt, and for thousands of you everywhere, Command Performance presents My Hero from The Chocolate Soldier, sung by that lovely star of light opera, Miss Florence George.